This morning, Governor Phil Scott signed a mask mandate. Scott's executive order will require everyone over the age of 2 to wear a facial covering when they're entering public spaces. It takes effect on August 1st and applies to grocery stores, gas stations, and other retail outlets. It also applies to outdoor areas where physical distancing is not possible. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld was at the media briefing where Scott unveiled this new mask mandate today, and he's here to fill us in on the details. Hey, Pete.
Good to be with you, Henry.
So first off, Pete, 30 states have already put in some kind of mask mandate. And prior to today's announcement, the governor had received quite a bit of criticism for not instituting a mandate here. So how did he explain his reversal today?
It's interesting timing, Henry, because Vermont currently has the lowest COVID-19 infection rate per capita in the country. But the governor says we're seeing troubling rates of spread in the South and the West. And new modeling suggests that a lot of states in the Northeast region are on the verge of an uptick in coronavirus activity as well. Some states could see as much as 100% increase, according to the modeling gurus at the Department of Financial Regulation in Vermont. Phil Scott said those hotspots are inching closer and closer to Vermont, and that a face mask mandate will help the state gird itself against a resurgence of the virus here. He also said that he's heard from Vermonters who feel weird being the only person in a store with a mask, and that that awkwardness is making them less inclined to wear a facial covering. And Scott said, you know, if me being the bad guy who forces this on people is going to increase the chances that people actually wear these things, then that's what he's willing to do.
All right. Well, let's get into a few more of the details of this mandate. Does it apply to absolutely everyone who's over 2 years old?
It doesn't apply to absolutely everyone, but it does apply to quite an expanse of locations, grocery stores, convenience stores, gas stations, any sort of indoor retail outlet, but then also outdoor public spaces where it's not possible to maintain 6 feet of physical distancing. So let's talk about the exceptions. People with respiratory or health conditions that might be exacerbated by wearing a mask don't have to wear a mask. People with cognitive or behavioral impairments that make mask wearing difficult or traumatic also don't have to wear one. You also don't have to wear a mask if you're eating or drinking while you're at a bar or a restaurant, presumably because that would pretty much result in the de facto closure of those establishments. And finally, you don't have to wear a mask if you're, quote, strenuously exercising, which would apply to situations at fitness centers full or hiking trails or bike paths.
Okay. Well, so other states that have instituted mask mandates have had some trouble enforcing them. So how does Governor Scott plan to ensure that people actually abide by this new requirement?
I mean, he admitted that he's pretty much prevailing on their better angels. There are no fines. There are no penalties for noncompliance. There will be no mask police enforcing this mandate. Now, businesses will be required to post signage informing customers about the new mandatory facial covering policy. And Phil Scott said businesses are authorized to refuse service to people who refuse to comply. But the governor said he does not envision government playing any kind of enforcement role in making sure people actually do this. He had a message that seemed tailor-made for the folks that are going to sort of viscerally and ideologically resist this. He said he understands their aversion to a mandate, understands why they don't want government telling them what to do. But he said, look, there's real science behind this. Even President Trump now says that this is going to prevent COVID-19 infections across the country. And he said, look, I'm pleading with you to please swallow this pill, however bitter it feels. Do this for the collective and just play this small part in making sure Vermont remains a place where COVID-19 has had a comparatively small impact on public health overall.
That's VPR's Pete Hirschfeld. You can read more about this new face mask mandate and the latest in other coronavirus news at our website, vpr.org. Pete, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on, Henry.